Thank you for calling Archdeaf Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, Abigail. My name is Victoria Langley. How are you?
I'm doing okay, and you?
All right, thanks. Abigail, I have a couple of questions. My account is relatively new. I've just gone into it to make a payment. And it's a bit frustrating because nobody wants to give away access to their banking information. And you guys are really kind of crafty in the way you do this because I don't know if I should give you my account information. Regardless, what I'm going to describe is pretty straightforward. I'm in the account summary, make a payment. I click on that link and it says, give me an option of credit card or electronic check. What about a debit card? Credit cards, there are fees up to 3%. Debit cards, it's forbidden. It's against the law to charge any kind of service or transaction fee for a debit card. So it doesn't give me any option for a debit card. And then if I use the credit card option, I'm sure it'll recognize it as a bank card, but it's still not a credit card. It's a bank card. It's a debit card that I'm going to use. And then I have no assurance that I'll be able to take that banking card information out of your system on my own. I encountered this last month where my banking, you know, automatic debit, my bank account was in there and I wanted to change it and your system would not let me do so. I had to get in touch with you guys and you guys had to do it. That's problematic. So for me to go in and click on make a payment, not have an option for debit card, and not have anything that tells me I'll be able to take that information out or that you're not going to keep it, or it's very, very uncomfortable. So that's why I'm calling. You know, I need to be able to have full control of my banking information and not have to go through hoops or other people or phone calls if I need to remove or change something. So how can you help me navigate this?
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to assist you. Let me take a look on your account. What's your address?
Do you want the account number?
The address.
Why don't I give you my account number? Because that's going to identify me, right? My address, there's many people that live at this address. I'd like to go by my account number.
Okay. Go ahead with the account number.
Thank you. 2787-2625.
2787-2625?
Yeah.
And what's your full name?
2787-2625. Victoria Langley.
The phone number you're calling from, is that a good callback number?
I'm sorry, you have my phone number?
I'm asking if this number is a good callback number.
But I haven't given you the number I'm calling from. So how do you know anything about it?
The number.
You have a caller ID?
Could I get the phone number that's on file, please?
It's all very tricky. It's all very, very deceitful. You want the phone number on file? You said the phone number I'm calling from. Could you answer my question?
Does yes, the number
for you automatically.
Yes,
okay,
yes, we're seeing the
that's
number
what
here.
I want to find out. So I'm going to presume my account pulls up automatically. My number on file is 914-552-376.
Okay, thank you for that information. So for the online account where it shows where you could update a payment method for a credit card or electronic check, for the section that shows credit card, you can either put a debit card there or a credit card. It goes for both. If it's a case that you'd want to change that information where you could delete that specific information for you to update on other information. Once you have your credit card or debit card or your checking or savings account updated, the information before would be deleted. We wouldn't have access to that information.
Yeah, or somehow you've totally misinterpreted everything I've said. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but I really have no more patience for all these companies that take advantage of people's information and banking information and personal information. It's not personal, but this is not okay. And I'm sorry, I know I sound really bitchy, but I was very specific and detailed and articulate. And still, my question was not addressed. You gave me other information. I understand. I understand if I select credit card, I can use a debit or credit card. But when you use a debit, but that's like misleading, right? Credit cards, there's a service fee, a transaction fee attached. Debit cards, it's illegal to do so. So by selecting credit card, it goes into your system as if it's a credit card. And if you guys charge a transaction fee, you're going to charge that to me. But if it's a debit card, you're not allowed to. It is a debit card. So there needs to be a differentiation. A credit card is not a debit card. So this is not like, these are maybe just incidentals to you guys, but that's not okay. So I'm not going to pay a transaction fee or a service fee now or ever for my debit card because it's against the law. So I'm not going to put anything in and select credit card because then it gets filed in your system as a credit card. Should you charge a service fee? This is like, it's not okay. It's just not okay. It's not okay. And then the other thing is, how do I do this so that I have full control if I need to remove, or if I want to remove entirely or change a payment method? I didn't ask you if it updates and deletes the old information. I said, how do I do it myself? And how do I remove something entirely? You need to give us access. I went through all this a month ago with you guys and with someone via email and still not change. You cannot hold my banking information hostage without me having the possibility to withdraw it entirely if I so choose. If I put my bank card in there for one payment, it doesn't mean you can use it for further payments. And if I put it in as a recurring, I should be able to withdraw it at my will entirely without having to replace it with anything. That is not okay. I do not give that authorization. You guys cannot hold it hostage. That's like a mafia. That's a monopoly and a mafia, and that's not okay. You guys have to give people the possibility to have their banking information in there or not. Not simply just update it so the old info deletes. But I have no trust in you guys. I can't trust you. I can't trust you because you are trying to hold my banking information hostage, essentially. Because you are not permitting me access to delete whatever I might put in there and authorize for a moment or a purchase or recurring. You only give me an option to change it, to upgrade. And there's also no guarantee, nothing that guarantees me in writing, that old information would be deleted. Regardless, it's not okay for you guys to have any of my banking information if you do not permit me access at any given moment to withdraw it entirely, whether I change it, upgrade it, replace it, or simply remove it. I mean, it's just not okay to do that to anybody. So how do we manage this? Okay, you know what? I'm just going to send you guys a check. I'm going to send you a check every month. I mean, it's such a waste of my time, and it's not okay to keep people's banking information without them being able to delete it if they want, at their will, without having to call you or wait for your business hours or involve you guys. Can you tell me what your if you have late fees and what that timing period is and where that information is accessible?
Yes. So as it relates to the late fees for the account, anything as it relates to the terms and services, they're located on our website at arch.viber.com.
I'm on the website. Could you tell me where it is?
Let me take a look to give you the exact location.
Dashboard, invoices, payments. Can you tell me what it is as well?
All right, bear with me one moment, please.
Thank you.
So you're currently on the website, correct?
Yeah.
On the homepage of Arch.Viber, if you scroll to the bottom, if you're using a computer or your phone, at the extreme bottom, there's an option that says legal.
Okay, one moment. Something just happened to the window. It just appeared, but I think, what happened to it? That's so weird. Oh, hold on. Where did it go? So very strange. Let me see if I can do this to find it. It's so weird. Oh, here we go. Switch to that tab. I don't know, somehow it disappeared. Okay, at the very bottom, headquarters, Florida office, all rights reserved, quick pay, quick ticket. I don't see that.
Are you on the online customer account or are you on the front page for arch.viber.com?
I'm in my account.
Okay, so you'd go on the website just at arch.viber.com on that homepage.
Okay, should be, so I don't mean to be bitchy, but I'm really fed up with all these companies jerking people around and not, I mean, people should be clear. They should be able to think of the basic stuff and have it available. And if it's not, it's clearly intentional. It should be accessible in my account. In my account where invoice, payment, services, profile, inbox, documents, logout, it should be in there. It should be in there. So can you please pass it along to whomever, because I should be able to access it from my account. I shouldn't have to go all over the place, try and find it. This is the problem. It's deceit. It's deceit, or it's people who are just, you know, it sounds really obnoxious. I know it does, but it's just, people are that stupid. People are that, their brain is that dysfunctional because they're so engrossed in their phone or the internet or not getting enough sunlight or whatever it is that they don't think in a way that's logical to put specific information and give specific access to people who are paying for a service. That information that is inherent and contingent and a vital part of their service? This is not a reflection on you, obviously. You're the person answering the phone, so you're hearing this frustration. It's not okay. So I'm going to ask you, I don't know if the call is recorded or not, to either, if it's recorded, have someone listen to it who's higher up, who can take these things into account and make the changes accordingly, unless they're going to go into the whole cycle of the nefarious people of the world and continue to be deceitful. But, you know, I was so like psyched that there was something other than all these big corporations for internet, and you guys are doing crafty things, or you're not thinking, and that's also disturbing. You as a company, not as an individual. I mean, this is like straightforward, pretty obvious stuff. It should be in my account. If these legal and policies and late fees, if they apply to my account, they should be accessible in my account. Everyone's account. I'm fucking frustrated with all these companies. You guys have wasted so much of my time. So much of my time. So much of my time.
I will definitely send over the feedback over to the team for your request. However, if it's a case that you do want to see the policies, it's on the website for, it's just at the bottom. It's for where everyone would be able to see it at.
Yeah, I just got to that page now.
Okay.
I'll shop by the broadband labels. I don't know what that is. I will look at that. Policies. Okay. Now I have to go through the whole thing. What about just simply late fees? No search. There's no search. Come on. We're 2024. We have IBM making robots that are like the Terminator. We have Israel pinpointing people in tents and murdering them with drones. You guys can't make this accessible in an easy way? Like, this is, and I'm making that comment, I detest Israel, but I'm making that comment to point out, like, why do you guys, this could be so simple. Somebody's not thinking. It's really, ugh. Can you just tell me what the late fees are? 18 minutes I've been on the phone. Can you tell me what the late fees are and what the timing is instead of making me go through hoops to find that information?
All right. Let me go ahead and get the information for you as it relates to the late fees on the account. What I do know is that once you do pass a certain time, so I'm going to get that exact information for you so I can relay that correct information, okay?
Yes. And there's no search. You guys don't have a search field engine option on your website. Really, this is just ridiculous. It's such a waste of people's time. It's really a waste of people's time. It's not okay to present, you know, it's intentional deceit. It just is. Or complete stupidity. Not you, but as a company and whoever's doing these things. One or the other. Oh, there's nothing about late fees.
The late fee section, it's under the residential services subscriber agreement. I'm just trying
okay.
to get
I'm,
the...
All right, let me go there one sec. I am currently in the FAQ.
Oh.
And it says paying your bill, and there's nothing about any late fees. And nothing
it would,
related to that. But I'm going to go where you're telling me. Streaming, residential. Okay.
So it would still be in that legal section, the same legal section where you saw policies, Archtop, fiber broadband labels. under policies, once you click on policies, you would be able to see the residential services subscriber agreement.
I see. Let me try that again. So I clicked on policies, and there's five different rubrics. Residential services subscriber agreement, review agreement. And then even there, sorry, like, I learned this stuff in elementary school. Even there, getting to the agreement, so there's a few paragraphs, and general terms and conditions, one, two. There's not even a summary, a table of content to tell me how many there are and which number it is, what I'm looking for. I'm like, who's doing these things? These are people who are, I don't know what to say. It's complete disintegration of basic. Can you tell me where the information is? It's already now almost 22 minutes I'm on the phone. Where is it? Tell me yourself. Why don't you know what the policy is? How many days is considered late? How much it would be a late fee? I can't believe that you're keeping me on the phone 22 minutes and you have still not given me the information verbally yourself.
All right, so as it relates to the late fees, so if you do not pay within 30 days from the date of the invoice, you'd be charged an administrative late fee.
Is that late fee?
Well, you'd be billed depending on how many days you have occurred. As it relates to the exact pricing, I would have to reach out to management to get that information for you.
That's okay. You guys are going to be charged for my time. Again, you guys are going to be charged $500 for my time on the phone. That's it. And you just will. And you have no choice about it because you know what? That's my policy. And by entering in any business with me, that's my policy. And just like you guys don't have things easily accessible, well, now you're discovering it because that's when it comes out. Actually, I've told you guys in the past that you guys already know that you'll be charged $500 an hour for my time, any time after 5 minutes, and anything over an hour is going to be charged at a rate of another $500 an hour, no matter how much time. Still, it's not even on. You haven't even told me where to find it. General terms and conditions, one, two, three, limited warranty. There's no search. Five, charges for service equipment. Where is the information?
Under charges for services and equipment, you'll see the information regarding late fees. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to send over the information over to the team and have and let them know the feedback that you did provide, all right?
Yep. And one last question before you go. Documents, invoices. I just want to confirm the address where I will mail a check. What address do I send that to?
I'm sorry, you're asking what address you'd mail the check to?
Uh-huh.
All right, so you can mail the check over to the address that's on the bill. So it is business location at 300 Enterprise Drive, Kingston, New York.
Okay. Suite 320, great. All right, that's what I'm going to do. Yep. So, and I'm going to send the bill there for my time as well, separately.
For the checks, it would be on the bill. It's under the current month due. I'm sorry, it's the PO Box 2422, New York.
No, I'm sorry. It doesn't make sense. Could you say that again? I see it there. So it gets mailed to New York City, New York, New York. PO Box 24222.
Yes, that's the one. That is correct. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to send it there. I'm going to send it to Kingston so you guys get it right away. I don't trust you guys. I have no trust in you guys at all whatsoever. No trust. No trust.